State House Bill 1087. This is an to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of a school district. I'm actually the sponsor on this bill. It's a bill that appears before the legislature every year because it's obviously necessary to set the levies every year. I would like, in the essence of time, to have Kurt Everson come forward. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Kurt Everson, Bureau of Finance and Management. I have, this is a bill that usually comes down to the end of the session when we have the best possible data available from the collective state agencies that are involved in trying to figure out what is the proper amount of property tax that we should try to generate to fund K-12 education from one year to the next. We try to forecast what's going on with student enrollment. We also try to forecast what's going to happen with property values in the state so that we try and maintain the appropriate relationship between state aid and local effort as components of fulfilling the local need of the school districts. And for that purpose, Madam Chair, I have two amendments that have been drafted for this bill. The philosophy behind the two differs only in so much as what is the relationship that we're trying to maintain? Where's the benchmark here, and where are the levies for the different classes of property in relation to that benchmark? We have to step back in time a couple of years to the 2000 session. There were two bills passed that year setting levies for the support of general ed. One of those bills was passed specifically for calendar year 2001, pay 2001 taxes. Then a subsequent bill, another bill was passed with different sets of levies that would kick in if the inheritance tax should be repealed by the voters. And what the second bill ultimately did take effect because the inheritance tax was repealed, the levies on owner-occupied property and ag land were raised for pay 2001 or pay 2000 and yeah pay 2002 actually, and the levies on non-ag property were not changed. And so the debate, to the extent there is one, is what is the relationship supposed to be between the three, the levies on the three classes of property. So I have two amendments that we can discuss whenever the committee is ready to. One of them presumes that the baseline benchmark relationship between ag levies and non-ag levies would be at the rate first established when the state moved to 30% property tax relief. And the second one is based on where levies are today. And the question is, as we move forward, should all classes of levies drop, or should the commercial property, the non-ag property levies, stay the same for a few years while we reestablish a relationship? Madam Chair, how would you like me to proceed here?
I would like to propose the latter levy, that because I think that is far more consistent with what we've done in the past. So if you would like to distribute that levy, I will move it as an amendment.
Let's see. That would be this one, FC.
And the commercial levy would be what on that?
I believe the commercial levy would be 1290.
As opposed to
1393, which is where it is right now.
And the ag levy would be?
The ag levy would be $3.74 per thousand versus $3.43 proposed. And the ag levy right now is 404.
Okay. Just give me what is and what's in the amendment, please.
If I could.
What would be the owner-occupied?
The amendment you have before you carries the following levies. Ag land, 374. Non-ag, 474. Or non-ag Z, excuse me. Non-ag Z, 474. Owner-occupied, $6.02 per thousand. And non-ag commercial property, $12.90 per thousand.
Okay. Thank you. We're out of time, and we have another committee waiting to come in, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Is there anyone who would move the amendment 1087FC? Is there a second? All those in favor of, is there any committee discussion on the amendment? Yeah.
If I could just ask one question then. Where is this going to put us in percentage at 54 and 46 or?
It, Madam Chair, if I could. This will take us to somewhere above 52% heading toward back to 54% next year. Because of the, remember we changed Cutler-Gabriel last year to try and get rid of the whipsaw effect, you know.
That one-time whipsaw effect.
Right. And we believe that now that we've reached the 30% property tax relief plateau, that whipsaw is gonna disappear between being at 30% and forecasting out to hit it in 2 years as opposed to the following year. So that's where we're headed.
One more question, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Then I understood we were talking about going back to like 333 this year, but if we're on 374 in ag this year, what would be the projection if we passed this? Where are we going to be on ag levy next year?
It would be slightly less than 374.
It's going to be relatively close to the same, you think?
Right. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other committee discussion? All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The bill has been amended. Is there any further committee discussion on this, or any further proponents to this bill? 1087. Are there any opponents to 1087? And I want to stress to the committee that I'm going to make sure that these are the lowest that they can be by the time they get to the floor. So they could be subject to change, but with that in mind, I'd entertain a motion. Close for committee discussion. Do pass by Senator Simmons.
Second.
Seconded by Senator Brown. If there's nothing else to be said, all those in favor will say aye as your name is called. All those opposed will say nay, and the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Hotlocker.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
Sutton. Simmons.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Nays 8, 1 excuse.
House Bill 1087 will go to the floor and a do pass motion.